She was interviewed and on CNN and several other networks spoke with her, but she was there. A lot of celebrities came out, many, many celebrities. Here in D.C., we had Julia Roberts, and I saw a photo of Emma Watson, who's going to be in Beauty and the Beast. She was just sitting there watching people go by. She was sitting in the stands, you know, kind of, you would never know she's a star from Harry Potter and soon to be from Belle, but so a lot of folks were here in town. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. Abu Khanna checked in as well on our Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Let us know that you are with us. And the phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. I was told the calendar has arrived this week, so we have our fingers crossed. And as soon as I see the calendars, I'll tell you that it's time to request them. You can write in when we've got them in our hands. I don't want you to put pen to paper or finger to keyboard just yet. Hold off till we've got the calendars. They're coming. And I was told it should be this week. Up next, I have a request for an artist that had his first number one album in 16 years in October. It's been a long dry spell for Craig David. He put out his sixth album last year called Following My Intuition, and it reached number one in the UK and earned him a Brit Award on February 22nd in the Favorite British Male Vocalist category. However, he's going up against David Bowie. So, we shall see. We shall see what happens. And he will be performing February 22nd at the Brit Awards as well. Here's Craig David, and this is a request from a listener whose name is Nuli Tond Zimi Legli Nyanlo Kipango. See, I can get that part correct. Kipango. So you know who you are, and here's your song in Accra. This is called 7 Days on Border Crossings.
Kind. and I ain't about to deny it. It's a special kind of thing with you.
We're the Pussycat Dolls, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
R.O.B. Got some money, I'm in the club. Tossing money, like Nico Wood.
Right here, something new. I wanna cut your girl like DJ Clue. Make love to ya. Hold up, with a bartender. Get the girl a drink. Hey. Get her what she want. Hey. I ain't had shit, just acting like I'm drunk. And it works every time, ain't nothing wrong with me.
And now your girl going home with me.
Crossings and Out of This Club. It is a song that predominantly features the Pussycat Dolls, but also features R. Kelly and Paulo de Don. another hip-hop rap star, and that song goes back to 2008, when the Pussycat Dolls were still a group and still working together. Emmanuel Mawuli Hila requested that song for everyone around the globe, and there's only one member of the Pussycat Dolls who's really active these days doing much, and that is Nicole Scherzinger, and she's been spotted on the arm of French Montana. But and there was a while that he was seeing Iggy Azalea, but I think they've ended their thing, and now Nicole Scherzinger is with French Montana. Nicole won the 2010 ABC TV show Dancing with the Stars because a girl can dance. She is good. She knows how to move. And these days, she's getting a lot of slack for this, too, a lot of negative feedback. She's replaced Fergie in the new Black Eyed Peas. Fergie's working on her album, Double Duchess, and Nicole is the new female voice of the Black Eyed Peas, who are working on new music, according to Will.i.am, here this year, which is their 20th anniversary. So that's what's going on.
It's not the same.
Not the same without Fergie.
Not the same without Fergie.
Fergie Ferg, but they got Nicole. She's going to do her thing. Emmanuel, thank you for your request. Hello to Andre Yannick in Romania, Tiki Tafari, who's tuned in Ethiopia to Shagar FM 102.1, and Emmanuel Edema, who is also listening to our show today. This is Larry London alongside of Ray McDonald, and it's Tuesday, and it's time for Chart Chat.
Hello, hello, hello. It's an exciting chart. It's an exciting chart this week. We actually have a first in Hot 100 history, and I mean the Hot 100 goes back to 1958.
Ooh.
So this is quite an achievement, and the man of the hour is none other than Ed Sheeran, who has reemerged from a year of social media silence. He has a new album on the way, and earlier in January he simultaneously released two songs, and they both end up in the top 10, and we are going to start at number one, where Ed debuts with Shape of You, and we'll take a little closer look at Mr. Sheeran after Shape of You.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body. When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. But you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body. Something brand new.
come on. Come on, be my baby, 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 come on. I'm in love with the shape of you. Push and pull like a magnet. Oh, my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. Now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Oh, I'm in love with your body. Shape of You.
Ed Sheeran is back. He's back in a big way, too. He debuts at number one on the latest Billboard Hot 100 with that song, Shape of You. And he also debuts at number six with Castle on the Hill. And Ed becomes the first artist ever in the history of the Hot 100, which goes back to 1958, the first artist ever to debut with two simultaneous top 10 singles. Both of these songs are from Ed's third album, Divide, which is due March 3rd. Shape of You is Ed's first number one single in the U.S. as an artist, but he did co-write Justin Bieber's song, Love Yourself, which was a huge hit last year. It went to number one, and it was also the top title on the 2016 year-end Hot 100. Little historical fact for you. This is the 27th song to debut at number one on the Hot 100. It's the first since Justin Timberlake did it last year, last May, with Can't Stop the Feeling. And Ed took a little holiday from social media in 2016, but he wasn't out of the news. I remember he had to have his eardrum operated on. He burst it after jumping off a yacht. And then a few months ago, Princess Beatrice they were kind of fooling around, and she knighted him with a sword, and she cut his cheek. And I think the common link in both of these incidents was probably alcohol.
Exactly. It's one thing is you don't give a sword to somebody who's had alcohol.
It's
not
in the book.
It's not going to happen. Not going to turn out well for anyone, especially when that sword happens to be near someone's face. So that's not a good idea. But
Ed is known as a bit of a partier.
Yeah, he is, and he's kind of a, you know, we call it a ginger. I don't know what they call it around the world.
Ginger.
But there's not many people in pop music these days that have red hair. Certainly not males.
That's right.
And, you know, Rick Astley is the last famous red-headed singer that I can remember.
That's it, yes.
I can't remember anybody else, but we call it a ginger when you have red hair. So he you know, and his record label is Gingerbread Man. But he's talented. I love his songs. He doesn't get the credit for his songwriting that he deserves, because he's written for Rudimental and so many other folks.
Yeah.
Very in One Direction. Very talented songwriter.
He's a really talented guy. His first hit in America was the A-Team back in 2012, so we've had Ed with us for about 5 years, and he's going to tour this year. So I think we're going to have a lot of Ed Sheeran news items to talk about, which is always fun.
Yes.
Because Ed always gets into these hijinks.
And the new album is Divide, March 3rd, right?
It's called Divide, and it's coming out March 3rd.
Okay.
Moving along, a little further down in the chart, we welcome back Rihanna as Love on the Brain moves from number 21 to number 19. And Rihanna has earned a place in the record books as well. And we'll catch up with her after Love on the Brain.
And try to buy your pretty heart, but it fights too. Stop loving me. Don't quit loving me. Just stop loving me. Oh, and babe, I'm just fine with fire. Just to get close to you. Could we burn something today? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Just to get close to you, could we burn someday? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste.
Rihanna, Love on the Brain, moving from number 21 to number 19. And if that song sounds a little familiar to you, it is. We played it a few weeks ago here on Chart Chat. It's a re-entry. This is Rihanna's 40th top 20 hit in her career. And it ties her with Elton John for sixth place on the all-time list of artists with top 20 hits. It originally entered in 20th place back in December. Who is the artist with the most top 20 Hot 100 hits? Who do you think? Elvis. It's Elvis Presley with 48. And he would have had more than that, except the Hot 100 came into being in 1958 when Elvis's career was already going full throttle. So he would have had considerably more than that if the Hot 100 had been around when he first came on the scene. Elvis is number one with 48. Madonna has 44 top 20 hits. Lil Wayne and the Beatles have 42. A piece.
Wow.
Lil Wayne
has
a lot of chart hits.
Wow.
And then Elton and Rihanna have 40 apiece. What Rihanna also has are now three signature scents. She's introducing a third signature scent for Valentine's Day. It's called Kiss. Kiss by Rihanna.
Wow, very talented. I didn't realize she had those mega numbers like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge, huge. How many chart hits did Weird Al have?
Weird Al, you know, I'm going to have to go to
All right, okay, going to have to research that. And when you mentioned earlier, the chart's been around 58 years. Ray hasn't been doing this for 58 years, just in case you didn't.
Not quite.
1958 or whatever it was, you said.
But, you know, I do have to give a shout-out to Weird Al.
Yeah.
You know, this guy has been making hits consistently since the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But when you want to talk about longevity, there aren't very many acts who have stayed as popular and as relevant as Weird Al. He just had a number one album just a couple of years ago.
Right. And if you listen to this
program, these viral videos,
if you listen to this show a lot, you would think that Don Williams has had 100 chart hits because we play a lot of Don Williams. Thank you, Ray, for coming in.
You got it, Larry.
It's always a pleasure to have Ray on for Chart Chat. And you've got a New Year's, not a New Year's, you've got a Grammy special coming up, February 12th.
Yes, yes, we're going to have a VOA 1 Grammy party on Sunday, February 12th. We're going to be on Facebook Live. We're going to be watching and commenting and having fun. And I invite everybody to join us.
At 0100 UTC.
0100 UTC.
Ray and Lady DJ.
Lady DJ and Nikki.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, man.
We'll be tuned in. Well, thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings. We're out of time for today. Appreciate your support. Keep the requests coming our way. It's bordercrossings@voa.gov if you use email. Otherwise, go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and post your request on our Facebook page. Tomorrow, fingers crossed, I'll have more news about the calendars. Take care of yourself. Have a great night. We'll talk again in 23 hours. I'm Larry London. Thanks to Wagner Engineer, Vince, our director, and Maria, who's back as our producer intern. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.